let's return to 1A009. Supervisor Stamper, are you ready?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I did speak with a couple of my colleagues, and I think they're both going to move forward. However, I would like to state I would like them to work together, but we'll see how it plays out. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay, we need a motion. We need a motion to approve.
Mr. Chair, I just have a housekeeping question.
Supervisor Cullen and Supervisor Schmidt.
I don't know that we've had a good explanation of Amendment 9 and Amendment 11 yet, but if I'm looking at these correctly, Amendment 9 takes the $400,000 that the county executive asked for security.
I haven't been called on yet.
Excuse me?
I haven't been called on yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well,
I'll
let
you
do that.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Thanks.
Go ahead.
We're on 1A009. Supervisor Roma West.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So what you have before you is an amendment to the county executive's budget. The county executive came before us, and I do believe that the county executive does need to have security if he believes that his that he needs that. And so what this amendment does is it provides $100,000 to the Milwaukee County Office of the Sheriff to provide security for the county executive when he is outside of the county courthouse. It says, according to the Office of the Sheriff, this funding will be sufficient to provide sworn deputy coverage for the county executive's attendance at events outside the secured courthouse on either first or second shifts. And actually, the quote on that was $80,000. And so, with the help of the research analyst, we added an additional $20,000 because the county executive did not provide specificity in this request, so we weren't sure if that was going to include weekends. And so we have before us $100,000. The appropriation that the county executive gave himself in the budget was $400,000. So we've taken that additional $300,000 and are appropriating it to DHHS for the Milwaukee County Shelter Task Force to provide emergency shelter services for the homeless. And I know that this committee will recall that the shelter services have been before us both during committee meetings and during finance and budget hearings, and letting us know that there has been a decrease from the federal government of somewhere around $800,000. And so this budget takes the $300,000 from the county executive and appropriates, and also asks for $200,000 in tax levy to assist the Milwaukee, the shelters, the homeless shelters around Milwaukee County. This by no means obviously makes those shelters, the shelter task force, whole. But we have not increased funding to the shelters since 1992, being Milwaukee County. So I understand this is a huge, this is a large appropriations request. At the same time, we really have a question in front of us, and that question is do we want to be a Milwaukee County where we are not servicing homeless people, or do we want to be a Milwaukee County that does? And unfortunately, with $800,000 cuts, we're looking at severe shortages with our homeless. And as most members of this committee know, mostly because a lot of them are also members of Health and Human Needs, we are currently not serving all of the homeless people that we have in Milwaukee County. This allocation does not enhance the programming that we're already doing. What it does is it allows the shelters that we currently have established to continue their programming from last year. So without this funding, you will see shelters having to make severe cuts, which means less service for the homeless that we have in Milwaukee County. And so this is obviously a question of, you know, what you're willing to do at this point. I know my colleague, Supervisor Lipscomb, also has an amendment asking just for the $300,000. I know that there are several members of the Shelter Task Force here to speak. I know that they are happy with whatever they can get over and above this amount. Again, this is not the whole $800,000. I would love to have been able to do that because, again, it's not adding fluff. It is just really keeping us where we are at now. And I know I've been receiving a lot of complaints from my constituents regarding the on and off ramp. St. Paul Avenue is in my district. You know, Mitchell Street, Lapham Boulevard, there are individuals that are standing on those on and off ramps every day with signs, loitering. This is what you see as you're coming in and out of my district. Pottawatomie is right there as you get off on St. Paul Avenue. A lot of people come in from out of town to go to Pottawatomie, and they're driving, you know, past or stopped in front of, you know, a homeless, usually gentleman, who's holding a sign. And is that really the message that we want to send as Milwaukee and as Milwaukee County? I've also been asked, what are they doing on the city level? I don't know what they are doing on the city level, but I can tell you that Milwaukee County has always done more for our homeless populations than the city of Milwaukee has. So if we're leading the way, then I feel like it's our responsibility to continue to lead the way. I wish the city of Milwaukee would do something. I'm not ruling out that they won't, but again, I would like for them to follow our lead. I do believe this is important. We don't want to be known as the city who has the highest death rate for people freezing to death in the winter. We get very, very cold winters, and again, we're currently not serving all of the homeless individuals that we have. We're doing the best. The shelters, and I really, really want to shout out to the shelters because they truly are doing the very best that they can with as little that they have. But also, in my opinion, some of them are operating with staffing on a dangerous level. And so I would love to be able to increase the funding over where it was last year. And I know I understand that's not possible, but again, so this is at the purview of my colleagues, but I needed to give it the college try, and I hope that I can get some support. Thank you.
Supervisor Roman West, you move approval of this item.
I move approval.
Did you do that? I didn't.
No,
you
I
may
didn't,
have done
but
it.
I
okay.
Do not.
Thank you. Supervisor Schmidt and Lipscomb.
I always appreciate when we can try to do something. If that's a goal of both of mine, we can do as much as we can without tax levy impact. I always look at that first, and I don't apologize for that. And I have one direct question. So I know my colleague was saying that the county executive has cut, you know, that we always fund. What do we fund the shelters at? Are we cutting $200,000, $300,000 from what we normally put in this area of the HHS? That would be my direct question, please.
Supervisor Roman West, or?
For the record, I didn't state that the county executive has cut, and that there has been no cuts.
All right.
To the shelters, to the homeless shelters. We just have not given them an increase since approximately 1992. So they've been operating on the same level, even though during this economic, you know, these very harsh economic times, the number of homeless have increased, our funding for homeless programming has stayed stagnant. Thank you.
Okay, and I just want verification. I have no doubt I respect my colleagues and more knowledge on this than I have, and more constituents in the city of Milwaukee. I'm afraid it probably has this homeless problem. Not that any of us in our districts don't have any homeless. I appreciate that. Is that a correct statement that we have not increased our funding since 1992?
That is correct.
Okay. And she has a leg to stand on that one.
I don't talk unless I know what I'm saying.
Well, I wish we all could say that. But
I know.
All right.
I wish that too.
Well, I have a follow-up.
Go ahead.
That's the answer then, correct?
Yeah, I don't know the exact year, so if it's 1992, I do know it's been a very long time. The money okay. had remained flat.
Director Cologne, could you...
According to Mr. Weddle.
Could you come forward? We're streaming...
Well, I don't know if you have to debate this anymore.
I just want him talking to the microphone. That's all I want.
Mr. Chair, Supervisor Schmidt, the funding has remained flat for a long time. I'm not exactly sure since when, but it has been flat for some time now.
Well, it's a big difference if it was 5 years ago versus 1992.
It's probably more than 5 years ago.
Is it? Mr. Matthew, did you have anything to add?
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, all I can speak to is since I've been a county employee, which has been almost 9 years, it's been flat at least that long. But as Director Clones said, I don't know the exact year.
Okay.
For at least 9 years. Thank you very much. Doc, do we finish?
Well, no, I'm not done.
Go ahead.
I'm trying to get answers. Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, is there another answer to this? I'm sorry. I mean, Dr. Colton has something else to add to it. You know the exact year?
I was just going to add that the county executive's budget includes $500,000 for supportive housing, which is directly going to help the homeless population in Milwaukee. So the budget is actually an increase for the homeless population in Milwaukee.
So all $500,000 goes to the homeless?
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, they're both...
I want to get to the bottom of this. That's why I'm asking this question.
Excuse me, Supervisor. Mr. Matthew, go ahead.
Sure, Mr. Chair, Supervisors. The $500,000 that Dr. Colton is referring to is for supportive housing. So it will be to serve... the $100,000 will be directly to serve homeless veterans. The other $400,000 will be supportive housing. We're doing a lot more homeless outreach in 2014 through a new position that we created through the mental health redesign. So we're going to be doing a lot more homeless outreach for that $400,000 also.
Okay. All I would say as far as flat funding in so many areas, I've been flat funded for 13 years myself, so there's a lot of stuff that we've been flat funded in. And, you know, I certainly, if I come off as heartless or something, but, you know, here's an example of we have, quotes, $400,000 in the budget. There was no way we were ever going to get $400,000 for security, okay? So $100,000 certainly seems reasonable, okay? But, you know, it's $300,000 we don't necessarily have to spend then also, okay? We could take that to the bottom line. So we got, all of a sudden we got all this extra money we weren't going to vote for. Maybe someone was going to vote for it, okay? I don't know who. So now we got $300,000. Well, let's just use it, okay? Should we use $100,000 for the homeless? Well, it seems like we are, okay, an increase. We have done some funding. And all I'm saying is that if we need to do something, we have an obligation to do something. Where I have difficulty all the time is, you know, we just seem to get monies. This happens after, and I'm sorry, it always happens after the 4th. And all of a sudden we have a budget, and all of a sudden we had $400,000 here, $150,000 there, and it's like play money. We've got needs all over the place, okay? So we need to make some decisions, and if it's the will of the board to give $300,000, although in the next amendment, which I would maybe think about supporting, we have some tax levy neutrality on this, and I think that it seems like we're not doing our obligation. I don't think we have an obligation. I'm sorry. Because the federal government doesn't give what they're supposed to, because the state doesn't give, the city of Milwaukee should be doing more in this area. There's no question about that. Okay, if all those people don't give their money, so we have to make everything up. You know, I just don't look at it the way. You know, we gotta, you know, not bail everybody out. And if we're serious about trying to stay within our budget, then we have to make some harder decisions. So let's give the money that's deserved, but let's not feel like we have to fill all the holes everybody else creates for us. That's my time. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to just notice with respect to the budget. Most of the costs, most of the spending that goes to the budget goes to human beings. We're talking about human beings that are homeless. We're not talking about animals. We're not talking about children who are just running down the street and found somewhere to whom for which they would go to a foster home, eventually go to a foster home or relative placement. We're talking about people who do not have homes. And, Mr. Chairman, I'm saying that because I'm very supportive of this amendment. For what Supervisor Schmidt just said, I understand that there's some people who look at the numbers, the fiscal numbers, but I was a social worker, but I'm also a human being. So as it relates to people who don't have shelters, people who are out in the cold, fortunately, I don't have to sleep in the cold. This money would go to commodities. It would go to services that would help those individuals who would happen to go to shelters, food for those individuals. So I'm very supportive, Mr. Chairman, of this amendment, Amendment 1A009. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think that the attempt by the exec's office to equate what was done with supportive housing, or what's proposed to be done with supportive housing and this funding, was unfortunate, disingenuous political spin, because they're not the same. I mean, that effort, worthy, I'm supportive of it. It's part of our mental health redesign. It's part of our commitment to community solutions. It does nothing to help hundreds of people each night. It's getting cold out there. I'm sure we're all turning our heat on already. So now I do agree, and that's why I offer the substitute 1A011 that we don't have unlimited resource, and so we can't be the backstop for every withdrawal of federal funding. But I do think we have a role. I do think we have an appropriate role to play here, and I don't think it's just a city problem. To the extent that it's concentrated in the city, it's because some of the supportive services don't exist adequately in suburbs. So we've set our society up that way. Most of the resources for the homeless are in the city, and so it presents itself as a city problem. But we do have a role. It's unfortunate I won't be able to support 1A009 at this time, and I will vote at the time when 1A011 comes up. But I do appreciate Supervisor West's leadership in trying to do something on the issue.
We have some members from the public who wish to speak, too. Is it okay to hear from them?
Let me raise a point of order, then, because we've had public hearing.
I know.
We've heard from the homeless folks. This is amendment. I truly hope I don't have to sit here and go through all of repeat testimony again.
Okay, well, and I agree with you. If it were up to me, we'd have no one speak at these. Not staff, not anybody. I mean our staff. But we don't need
I don't like clarification.
Yeah.
And if people are here
well,
to clarify.
Well, you know, your clarification is somebody else's explanation.
Well.
And you know,
hopefully people are listening to us. We don't need
where we get to. I don't know if.
You don't need a big display.
I don't know if procedurally the Supervisor Lipscomb is offering A011 as a substitute and therefore has to make a motion.
No, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
There's a motion. 1A009 is before us.
Okay.
I don't believe a substitute would take precedence, correct? No?
Supervisor Roman West?
Thank you. I just very quickly, and I'm sorry because I don't want to be catty either, but I do resent my colleague insinuation that I look at this as play money and that somehow this is not a worthy cause to be included in the budget. This is a very real problem. And it's a very real problem that I look at and I see every single day. And it's something that my children look at as being normal. And I don't think that, you know, that's not the community I want to live in. And so I do believe that Milwaukee County, and I do believe that Director Colon and Mr. Matthews share that, share the vision that we will have a Milwaukee County without homelessness. Milwaukee County has signed on. In fact, we were the first municipality to sign on to the 10-year plan and homelessness. We have made a commitment. We have said that we are going to do this. And the federal government has fallen short, and someone needs to step up to the plate. And so I believe that Milwaukee County has, you know, has a player in the, a horse in this race, if you will, and that we should be doing something to assist. It's by no means do I look at this or take this lightly. I understand that these are dollars that could go back to the bottom line. I own a house in the city of Milwaukee. I own a business in the city of Milwaukee. I pay taxes like everybody else does. I get it. But what I also understand is that, as Supervisor Johnson said, we have a moral obligation to make sure that there is that there are services available. Housing is awesome, but in order to get housing for homeless people in the city of Milwaukee or in any other municipality, you have to be attached to services. Without the homeless shelters, then there are not those services, and those people will not be plugged into this housing that's being created, if, in fact, they are going to be plugged into it, because, again, it is for people with mental illness. And nowadays, again, because of the economy, we do have a number of people that are living on the streets who are do not have a mental illness, do not have an aorta issue. Although many do, there are others that don't, just simply because, again, almost everybody across the United States is one paycheck away from homelessness. If they did not receive their paycheck, they would not be able to pay their mortgage, and they would not be able to, or their rent, and they would have no other choice. And so we have families doubling up. If you talk to MPS, the number for their homeless students is very high. And so, again, we're trying to combat an issue that is a very real issue and is a public issue. And so I just want to stress again that I understand if you can't support this amendment. I understand if you can't support this amendment because it doesn't affect your district. I understand that. But what I don't want to do is I don't want to be ridiculed, because I do understand that there is an issue and that this issue does affect my district. And so, again, if you can't support this, vote it up or down. If you vote it down, I'm going to vote to support whatever amendment gets money to these shelter systems. Because, again, the money is needed in the programming. The money is needed to keep the doors open. I don't think that people sitting around this table or sitting out in that audience understand that without some type of influx of money, we will go from having a shelter system to having shelters, one or two. And they will not provide programming. They won't be helping people get to work. They won't be providing vouchers for clothing and blankets and other things that homeless people need. They won't be having meal programs because they will not be able to afford it. They will simply be a place where you go check in at 7 in the morning and get kicked out of at 7 in the morning. 7 in the evening and kicked out at 7 in the morning. They will be a bed to sleep in, a cot to sleep in, and that is it. And this is what we're fighting for here. So, again, I don't want to take the situation lightly. It's not something that I took lightly. Anything that I'm offering in this budget, any amendments that I'm offering in this budget, is nothing that I've taken lightly. So I understand these are taxpayer dollars because they're my dollars. Thank you.
Supervisor Bowen.
thank you, Mr. Chair, and I appreciate my colleagues' passion on this issue. As somebody supportive of the amendment, but also thinking around the opportunity to look at a lot of different things that we'll have to vote on to possibly use as tax levy opportunities, and not knowing the amount or the number of amendments that will do that, right now I would like to request that my colleague withdraw this amendment. Let's look at supporting Supervisor Lipscomb's amendment and get creative to see if we can come up with the $200,000 that would be tax levy somewhere else in the budget. I think the $500,000 is notable. We're not covering the whole $800,000 that the organizations are looking for. But also, I think the $300,000 is significant. and the more creative that we can get to try to reach as much as possible, I'm open to support. Right now, with the amount of issues that are in this budget affecting so many different things, I don't know if we want to make the opportunity to support a tax levy increase at this point. How noble and community impacting it is to focus on homelessness. So I definitely agree that we should support it, but I just want to look at things in perspective. This won't be the only issue that we'll have to vote for tax levy increasing. And at this point, I think we should try to get the things that are tax levy neutral out the way and then look at all the opportunities of raising taxes at that point. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Romo-West, you're
here. I'd just like to remind my colleagues that with the budget amendments, if you vote them up or down, if you vote them down, they go to the board floor. If I withdraw it, it does not go to the board floor and will not be in front of us again. So I would prefer at this point, again, even if you co-sponsor and are now getting cold feet, if you would please just vote it up or down, and we can move on.
Supervisor.
Mr. Chair, if I could respond, sure. If I stay off the floor. Again, communication, this process is new, but this is my first time fully seeing the amendment, and I would have raised those concerns with the supervisor if I had that opportunity. Like I said, I definitely support the opportunity, but I'd like to get creative to see if we can get that $200,000 from somewhere else to be able to do this work. So not necessarily cold feet, but I think we have an opportunity to do a little bit more. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm not going to belabor the point. I just wanted to let you know that I am supportive of this amendment. If it does not pass, I will be supporting Supervisor Lipson's amendment. My point is, Milwaukee County does have a responsibility to help the homeless, and if the federal government is not going to do it, then we must step up and do it. Thank you, Mr. Chair. That's all I wanted to say.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I know we don't have an infinite number of dollars. I understand, but again, we're talking about human beings. We're talking about not only males and adult males and females. We're also talking about children. At least I believe I'm talking about children. I've been around enough to see the effects of homelessness. I've seen where people are scurrying to wherever they got to go, and I'm saying that in the sense that even with respect to a living wage, we want living wage to some of us want living wage to occur, and I just can't see, this seems to be contradictory if you're looking toward a living wage, to particularly as it relates to the county contracts, and not look at human beings, the fact that we have people out in our communities who are in need of food, who are in need of shelter, who are in need of services, who are in need of references in order to improve their quality of life. And I'm saying that in the sense that I just believe that this is the way to go, that Amendment 1A009 is so important that we are able to help some people as opposed to just having a zero at the end of three boxes is what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. So that's my position. That's what I believe in, and I'll be supportive of Amendment 1A009.
Supervisor Jerzyk, you have a question?
Yeah, I did have a question. I thought you were going to public.
Yeah, I was. I actually think we're not going to have any public.
Oh, great.
I don't think we're changing any minds here.
I absolutely will stipulate there is a need. I have no doubt there's a need in terms of the homelessness, and I actually applaud both my colleagues for wanting to respond to that. That being said, you know, we have a lot of folks who own homes that are just barely holding on with regard to property tax levy. And unfortunately, at this level of government, that's all we have is property tax levy. Part of the reason that we don't have the $800,000 is because, the federal government chose not to cooperate with each other, and they've got sequestration going, and it all falls apart at that level. So, you know, here we are at the local level. But I have no doubt, and applaud my colleagues for, you know, being sensitive to homelessness, and I will definitely try to support this. But, you know, there are some people who actually are just barely holding on now. Property taxes are overburdened right now, and we can't keep putting additional things on property taxes. That being said, I think all of us are going to do our best. Now, to my question, I sat here and asked the sheriff, and I can go along with the $100,000 because, first of all, you don't need security within the courthouse. There's security perimeter. So within the courthouse, we've already gotten that protection taken care of. But I have no doubt that the county executive does need services when he leaves the courthouse. And I specifically asked the sheriff if he would permit a deputy to be on call for the county executive. And the response was that only if he didn't need the deputy himself or if he was going to use them for a different operation that he thought was necessary, he would then pull him off security. So if we're going to stay with this model, which says $100,000 to purchase security services from the office of the sheriff, could we have Inspector Schmidt perhaps come up and make the same promise that we are going to provide services to the county executive at his request? And we're not going to play these games that maybe something else is more important, because you're going to put money into that budget. So, yeah, I don't know if Inspector Schmidt is willing to make that comment.
Inspector Schmidt, can you commit on behalf of the sheriff that if there's $100,000 in the sheriff's budget for security, that the sheriff's office will indeed provide security for the county executive?
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, the testimony that the sheriff gave, of course, stands. What I will simply state is this. If that money is allocated, I am in charge of the day-to-day operations of the sheriff's office, and if the county exec, staff, or whomever is the one that calls me and requests specific security for a specific issue, I will see to it that it is cared for. Thank you.
So just so it's clear, so we don't run into this who calls whom problem, as long as someone from the staff calls you, is there any particular level of person who has to call you to request security, or is there any?
I am fine with anyone that the county exec will designate as his person. Whoever that is, they can simply tell me who the liaison will be, and that will be the person. Great.
We appreciate that.
Thank you.
Dr. Cole.
Chairman, thank you. The county exec fully supports the functional shelter system, and that's why Director Colon and Administrator Matthew have been working with the shelters to try to find a workable solution with that. In regards to the $100,000, I ask that you allow us to do our own assessment and figure out what the county executive needs in terms of security. Given the sheriff's previous statement, which directly contradicts what was just said, that he won't spend one penny of taxpayer money on security for the county executive, I think the county executive asks that you take this matter seriously and allow us to do our own assessment and figure out how this money needs to be spent for his security.
Do we have a rule of the committee about speaking three times on him?
No.
Okay. Supervisor Roma-West.
I mean, I'd just like to say that $100,000, to be honest, every single phone call that I got from my constituents told me not to give the county executive this money for private security. I have not talked to not one person. I have not been contacted by any of the people who sit on the Justice Committee with the sheriff or with the county executive to say that they believed that this was necessary. I've not talked to one person, minus the county executive, on this, who thought that this was necessary. So I am, as a courtesy to our colleague, the county executive, because he came forward and he said that he believes it's necessary, we are incorporating this money and have this service provided by the sheriff's department, because the county executive sat in front of us and said that if we did that he would be okay with it. And so now for him to do the flip-flop and have you come forward and say, no, I'm not okay with it, is very distressing. He sat here and answered questions, but you can go back on podcast and hear him say that if the decision was made that the sheriff would deliver these services, that he would be happy with the sheriff delivering these services. So I honestly don't believe that it needs to cost more. I was going to put $80,000 in the budget, like I said, and was talked into the additional $20,000 for fringes or for whatever to help cover that cost. But if this was me, you know, being queen for a day, I would have given him $80,000 because that's what the sheriff's office said that they could do it for. And so, I really think you're on a slippery slope here. People listened in that day. The media was here. And the sheriff said, or the county executive said, that if the sheriff came forward and said he could provide that service at a cost that was, you know, that was doable, that he would be happy with that. So I'm extremely distressed that now we're doing the flip-flop, and now that's not good enough, and now you need to evaluate this yourself. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Okay, that's the last time I'll speak.
Okay. Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I wanted to ask Dr. Colton, when would this assessment be done so that the board members can take a look at it?
Chairman, I think we could do the assessment as soon as the budget passes. The county executive, he would be okay with this arrangement if he was able to do his own assessment within the office of the sheriff, pick his own deputy. I think that might be a different story than the sheriff picking who's going to provide the service when the sheriff has said comments that are I think less than professional towards the county executive. We ask for that we be able to do this assessment and pick the provider ourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This amendment is about spending money to help provide shelter, food, and support to perhaps the most desperate members of our society, and to one of the ultimately most fortunate members of our society. No. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There are ways and means to provide this service that I don't think the county needs to provide. I think the whole sum should go to support these homeless services. They got, God knows, they need it. You know, security can be bought, right? If you got the means, you got the ways, do it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Johnson for a rebuttal.
It'll be very short. Mr. Chairman, I believe both amendments 1A009 and 1A011 have the $100,000 in them. I just wanted to bring that to the committee's attention. Right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And then we do have some people from the public, but I'm just going to read your names into the record as supporting this amendment. I don't think you I think minds are kind of made up, so we aren't going to have a rehearing on every item. Joel Volk from Community Advocates is in favor of this amendment. Cindy, again, I'm Crackenbull, didn't check a box, but I assume is in favor of this amendment.
Yes.
Diane Rahold Hagen.
Donna,
excuse me, from Cathedral Center is in favor. Tim Back from the Shelter Task Force is in favor, and Ken Schmidt from Hope House also did not check a box, but is in favor. So, with no more discussion being had, would you please call the roll on this amendment?
Supervisors Haas?
No.
Schmidt?
No.
Roma West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
This is on 009?
Yes.
No.
Lipscomb?
No.
Bowen?
No.
Stamper?
Aye.
Cullen?
No.
Mr. Chair.
That'd be Cullen, but I vote yes. Aye.
Oh. Three ayes, six noes. The motion to approve Amendment 1A009 fails.